music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Tone Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 243. That continuing series, 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And we have 58, our current temperature here in Albany, sunshine here in central Minnesota, and the wind is blowing. Yes, our theme wrapping up right there with Larry Razavi and his Out of Tone Checks, Musicians Come and Play, here on KASM. So we are at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And again, 58, our current temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are KASM. Coming up on 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we have our guest on the line for our Musicians Come and Play program. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in, and we're going to say good morning to Mr. Jay Patterson. Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Cy. Good Sunday morning, and good Sunday morning to all the old-time music fans out there.
Oh, that's great. Great to hear from you, Jay. How are you doing these days?
Say again, Cy.
I say, how are you doing these days?
We've been well. I've got a little telephone problem here.
Okay.
You're a little bit low for me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're coming through. The needles are out of the sky, so you're doing great. So
okay. Well, I'm doing pretty good. Got a little wind problem, been tying things down. And I've got a few animals, and the dog is empty. She knows it's going to rain.
Okay.
And a guy's bringing some roosters out unannounced, so I got a busy morning.
You got a busy morning coming up. Well, we won't hold you long. We're going to just tap you for more information about that great old-time music that you and I both love.
That's great stuff, Si.
You bet. So let's go back to the beginning, Jay. When did you start pumping that tuba?
Si, I think I was in eighth grade. I started on the cornet, okay?
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I didn't do much on there. I had my ear always for the bass horn, for the tuba.
Okay.
And I kind of wonder why my... I have a great-grandfather on mother's side who played the E-flat tuba in the Army band.
Okay.
And then I have had a great-aunt on dad's side who played bass horn with the all-girls band out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. They had one years ago.
Wow.
And then my great-grandfather on mom's side played cornet with the original John Philip Sousa.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And so I didn't do much there, Si, on the cornet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in school then over at Riverview, and the guy said, "You love bass, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, Mr. Roger Barrett, he was."
Uh-huh.
And I went on the tuba, and of course, that was my home instrument automatically, you know.
Sure.
I used to take my cornet, and remember years ago they used to have in the bathtub, they didn't have showers, the girls would use a suction cup thing to rinse the hair. They'd put it on the thing, and then they wash the hair. Shower.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that had the right mouthpiece almost. I used to take the shower head off and stick that on on the cornet.
Uh-huh.
And made it sound like a bass horn. I played along with records at home.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got a little training there early.
So did you play tuba in school then? Did you?
Yeah, I played... Of course, I played in high school.
Uh-huh.
At Tech High School.
Okay.
And then I always loved the music. And as you well know, Whoopi John was my star very, very young, way before I played.
Uh-huh.
And the first playing I did out was with Tony and Betty Wolf.
Sure.
And Tony and Betty, of course, their boy Arnie.
Yeah.
Betty lined it up. Arnie, myself, and a young man on drums by the name of Al Jr. Funnestein. Did you know that man?
I did very well.
That was your daddy.
You betcha.
And the three of us went out playing. This was before the Deutschmeisters, you know.
Yeah.
And we played quite a bit. I remember one date especially. We played a Monday night at Spring Hill.
Uh-huh.
Now, they had Monday night dances, and the place was full of young people. Isn't that something? Old time.
On a Monday
Green
night.
Feast, yeah. And another time, of course, your dad drove, you know, that
yeah.
nice 52 Chev, I think. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
We went, it was cold as the devil, you know, went up to Wadena, Minnesota. We played during on a weeknight also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite a jaunt, and I remember the stairs and the upstairs hall was. And a guy would have to go through that now at this age that you wouldn't be able to play.
Sure, sure.
You drag all the stuff up, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I was introduced through the dances, what have you, to the New Ulm people.
Yeah.
And because my grandmother's side, Dad's mom's side, were the only part on that side that came up in this area, most are around New Ulm, okay?
Oh, sure.
Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And I had contact, and I think the first band I sat in was Harold Leffelmacher, the Six Fat Dutchman.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it was 13 or 14 then, you know?
Whoa.
And he got a big charge out of it
uh-huh.
at that time, you know?
Yeah.
And I played off and on for the fair and stuff. He had a regular bass man, but he said, "You stick around," he said.
Oh, is that right?
He says, "I'll take care of you," see, at the end.
Uh-huh.
And Harold, you know, was quite a fellow.
Yes.
And I know Emil Milbert was, I know he was getting $11 a night at that time. He was one of the concertina men.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
He had a big band, eight to ten guys, you know.
Sure.
And I just sat in off and on during the evening, very young I was.
Yeah.
In the end, he said, "Come here. Hey there, Pat, come here." He said, "Don't tell any of the other boys." He gave me $13 cash. I could not believe it.
Wow.
For sitting in. And from there, of course, I met Fez, Elmer Scheid.
Sure.
Bruno Randles, all of the older guys at that time I eventually got to meet and played some with some of them.
Sure, sure.
Played steady with Fez, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I going? I'm losing myself here.
Oh, you're
now.
Doing fine. I was just going to say, I know that you were with a number of bands over the years. Somewhere in there, Ivan Kahle came on the scene, huh?
Right. Ivan Kahle, I always loved the sound, the voicing of the horns in that band.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan was a great man. And I was with Irvin Cease at that time from about 75 till 85.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened there, but Ivan was kind of after me. He said, "Will you, our bass man, is not having good luck. We just soon let him go. And would you play along?" And I, at that time, I told Irvin, I do have a chance to go with Ivan Kahle.
Uh-huh.
I went with Ivan Kahle down, I think, that was in 85 till 95.
Okay.
And, of course, we made the trip to Washington, D.C., you know.
Yeah, that was a big trip that time.
That was quite a deal. My favorite time was with Irvin Cease. We went over to Austria and Germany, you know,
oh,
on a
I'll
tour.
Bet. Yeah.
And I got to play in the land of a lot of my ancestors. And I had a couple cousins came out, and I was just, the feeling for me was overwhelming, Si.
Uh-huh.
I've always had a lot of respect for the our grand folks, Stearns County can relate to, that came over from the old country, you know, and I had to break the soil, you know.
Sure.
Grub things out and start all anew once again, so.
Yeah.
That was probably the high point of my playing.
Sure.
I can't There's so many, you know. I've been doing it for 62 years.
Is that? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you've got a few more in than I've got yet.
Well, we aren't too much different in age, but...
Yeah,
I'm missing a few things there, but then of course, I was with Fez.
Yeah.
I was with Fez during... I went 1 year of college to be a mortician, by the way, an undertaker.
Really? That's what you were going to do?
Yeah, I was going to do that because as a kid, I worked for Culver Funeral Home, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I talked myself out of that, too, you know. I did, about experiencing that and then being involved. And I was playing with Fez at that time. Then I quit college, and that was before the Navy. Then I went steady with Fez.
Uh-huh.
And then after the Navy, I got out. In 65, I hadn't played at all, you know?
Sure.
And I was kind of afraid. I said, I hate to take the horn out of the case, you know?
Yeah.
I have no lip, nothing left. And it didn't take long. I was in gear. And that summer, I played. I started working with Sears Roebuck. I started playing, and I played almost every night of the week, Cy, plus getting up and going to work.
Wow.
And at that time, I was helping the Deutschmeisters out. Your dad was playing drums, of course, Tony and Betty.
Yeah.
And the Granateers and Irvin Cease off and on, and Stan Brenny off and on. And golly, I just can't, I don't want to miss any of the guys that are listening out there. I'm sorry. But
I know you were with Cletus Goblish for a short time.
Yes, that came a little bit later, Cy, when I was with Ivan.
Okay.
No, when I was with Irvin Cease. Recorded a little bit with Cletus also.
Yeah.
And I did one vocal on there
uh-huh.
on one of the albums called Der Mond.
Oh, yeah.
That means the moon.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted me, you've got to sing it, got to sing it. So I experienced the fear of singing a solo in German alone.
Oh, yes.
So you have to be the critic on that when you hear it.
Very good. Yeah, and then we can't forget some of the Central Minnesota bands. You mentioned Stan Brenny and Granateers. Ray Dronnell, you did some time with Ray, too.
Well, we did. I helped a lot. Ray out, you bet, and you helped. You did the drumming on the
couple
recordings
we
did together.
Absolutely.
And I like the one that was done at the Riverside Coliseum, the best of all of them. I think that turned out really well, recording, right?
That was very good, you bet.
And I recorded, oh, golly, my first, of course, I did a lot of transcriptions at K-Bank Recording Studio down in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
They took over after Schmidt Music made a lot of the original Fez, Lumberjacks, Jerry Dossel. It was done upstairs in Schmidt Music on 9th Street South, I believe, okay?
Okay.
But then Fez, the ones that were not taken, and like for MGM and the recording companies, he had put on disc, on vinyl side.
Oh.
So one day you and I might release some of that stuff.
Yeah.
I've got them in town, you know?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
You bet.
And then I recorded the first for sale one was with Ernie Koopman. That was in 1962.
Okay.
I was with Fez at that time.
Sure.
And, oh, golly, I recorded with many, many. The summer I got out, I recorded with the Deutschmeisters, with your dad, with the Granateers, with Stan Burney, with Jolly Bohemian, Jerry Siminich.
Yep.
And there were two more I forgot. All in the 3 months, 3-4 months I got out of the Navy.
See? Wow.
So I did quite a bit of honking already in those years. Then I started my own little group in about 1972, and we played every night of the week at the 1929 Club, downtown St. Cloud.
Yeah.
For Freddie Greenfield.
Yes.
And you remember of that place, right?
Oh, I do, yep.
And that lasted about 1980, and then Howie took over.
Yep.
And he wanted to discontinue the old time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, Cy, that's about when the dance business, what have you, started to not because of that, but that era
started declining.
Yeah, yeah. That's when it started kind of dip, you know.
Sure, sure.
And but golly, I wish you had a few more questions to guide me here.
You want to hang on just a moment, Jay? We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back with you and continue this if you want to just hang on.
That will be fine.
Awesome. The St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausage. On sale through Thursday this week are our bone-in pork chops. The regular price is $2.99 per pound. This week, just $2.49 per pound. Pork chops can be prepared so many ways. In the frying pan, on the cooktop, in the oven, or on the grill. Stock up with plenty at the right price through Thursday of this week. The brat of the week this week is our smoked mac and cheese brats, for which we start with a nice blend of pork and beef. Add the mac and cheese brat seasoning, noodles, and soft cheddar cheese, and then smoke them in our environment-controlled smokehouses. This week only, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking at the brat sale would be the Sons of the Legion. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee while supporting a very worthwhile cause. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jay, for being our guest on the program, we've done this a few times before. We get that meat package put up, get that over to you, and hope that you enjoy it in good health. How's that?
What a special treat, Si. Award-winning meat from the St. Joe Meat Market. And you guys have my soul food out there. You
uh-huh.
know what that is? The Hoxton.
Oh, yes.
On the Leberwurst.
Yeah.
And the Schweinsleber.
Oh, we'll have to put a little of that in there.
Yeah, if I call ahead, you guys can get me pig liver.
Yep.
And then your Zultz. You
uh-huh.
have to make the best of Zultz. You
uh-huh.
know what that is?
Zultz, is that the head cheese?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the way it's said, a Zultz.
Okay.
And I want to thank you very much. That's well appreciated, Si.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jay, we were talking about the music there, you know, and you started alluding to some of the dance halls. You mentioned Fred over at the 1929 Club.
Yeah.
But you worked for a lot of great dance halls over the years. Let's just reminisce a few of them. Cy Sockery and the Granite City Coliseum and Webb Daniels. Was there a better combination?
Oh, wow. Those guys were had the best reputation. I think they were known as the finest hall managers in the business, okay?
Yep.
Every band, Cy, where's Cy? Said he's gone now.
Yep.
Webb is gone.
Yep.
And my favorite, though, that the boys that Cy and Webb had was the Fairgrounds. I love the Fairgrounds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they had that at one time, too.
Yes. And they have the round light, you know, in the middle, you know, stars in there that would go around.
Yes, yes.
That was only turned on in the waltzes, you see.
Oh, okay.
And the older bands knew that was right. And after a while, they said, don't forget the light. And the other younger bands came in and the thing went all the time.
Sure.
So I think they disconnected it.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another cute place down near out of Robbinsdale on Bass Lake, Ryan's Bass Lake Ballroom.
Yep.
That was the cutest little place.
Yes.
And the finest food. And, there were so many. Lake Sarah Pavilion, Rockford and Loretto down in there, and George's New Orleans.
Yep.
And of course, they did the prom, the Marigold, and
yep.
Harris was another spot
out
of Cambridge. Harris, Minnesota was
yep.
a lot of fun, you know.
I don't
just
know.
Great, great people.
I think my fondest memories, as I think back over the years, playing some of those nice, warm summer evenings in the summer, you'd go to a lot of the pavilions and dance halls were built on the lakes.
Right.
And you'd get there at, say, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and the sun was getting down in the west there, and you'd look out over the water, and a nice sunshiny evening or so. It was just beautiful. And then
Once, and none of the ballrooms had air conditioning in those years.
Oh, no.
So they had those big shutters that they'd open over the windows, and you could look out off the stage over the lake, whether it was Minnewaska or old Browerville or any of those ballrooms that were built, Avon Lakes, the Lakeview Ballroom.
Right.
Gus Lickey, Gus over there, he was a great guy. So, yeah, it was always so neat. That it was such a nice environment to play music, and it sounded so good, I thought, huh?
Oh, yeah, and like you mentioned that your dad would pack your kids up, you know,
yeah.
and go sit outside, you know, the ballroom.
Oh, that was one of my favorite memories as a kid growing up.
My dad used to take me over, didn't want to dress up, you know. He was a business person during the day, but he liked his grubbies. He'd take me over there, and he'd take and boost me up on his shoulder outside in the window, you know.
Sure.
And I can still smell that popcorn and probably the beer, what is that sweet dance hall. You know, the windows are open and memories. Those are great memories, you know.
Yep. I also remember the Granite City Coliseum being one of my favorite places to go out to dance. And they always had what was called the circus room out in the back there.
Yes.
Ole Blummer and his wife, I believe it was Margaret. Or was it Lorraine? I can't remember what her first name was. I think it was Margaret. But she was a waitress, and Ole would be bartending there. And, gosh, they did a great job for so many years, huh?
Oh, golly. And boy, he was a buddy with Elmer Scheid, you know.
Yep.
And Elmer would come down, you know, always headed over there in the circus room by Ole, see?
Uh-huh.
Because Ole always had a treat for him, you know what I
sure.
mean?
Oh, sure. Little nip, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Elmer didn't like the beer too much.
He
liked a little schnapps.
Little schnapps. There you go.
And, I tell you, the Coliseum was a beautiful place. It played well, and the floor was nice.
Yeah.
You did a lot of dancing there, too, didn't you?
We did. That's where we went in my growing up years. And then Tony and Betty always did such a great job last week in January with that big concertina display over there.
Right. I remember that, too.
Yep.
You betcha. That was super.
And then usually it would be them and George Savvatis, a battle of bands, after the display was over in the evening. And, they would pack them in back in those years, huh?
Right.
My goodness.
I could tell a quick story.
Yeah.
About Fez and... We got time?
Oh, we do. Yeah, you bet.
Fez and Luffelmacher, you know, Harold.
Yeah.
That's what it says, you know. Well, is any... there's competition, you know, and no matter what line of work you're in, okay?
Sure.
Anyway, when Fez's dad was quite the musician, you know, Whoopi John played concertina with John Fritchie in his band. Fez's dad.
So. Uh-huh.
And they were farming down in Goosetown, see?
Oh, yeah.
And it was a Sunday. It reminds me of today, a Sunday morning, you know. Leffelmacher comes out there. At that time, Harold was quite an entrepreneur, you know.
Sure.
He'd go around and buy hogs and what have you from farmers, butcher them, and then he'd go peddle the meat, see?
Uh-huh.
So he came down there, and it was before dinner, you know. Everyone went to church then, you know.
Sure.
And... he said, John, he said, I want to buy a hog from you. And John Pritchard says, Dad said, well, yeah, fine. He said, we're going to have dinner first. You can be welcome for dinner. No, I'll just check them out. Check the hogs out, see? So the Pritchard family went and ate. They got done. They went outside all ready to pick out that hog for Harold Leffelmacher, see?
Sure.
And so they go out there. The guy, he had one shot. And half cut up already, gutted and everything. He just went right ahead and picked his own hog, see?
Oh.
And Fez, after that, Fez says, I left a mucker. He says, I don't mind if he's around. He says, but I don't want him towards my back. But it was a joke, you know.
Uh-huh.
They didn't argue.
No.
And everyone got along, and these guys... years ago were characters.
Yeah.
Where you don't find characters anymore, you know.
No, that is
true. They're all unique, all different, you know.
Well, I think maybe most of them did this for a living, and so during the week they would be downtown and they'd be promoting their bands and booking.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. And
so, they'd have guests coming in town and this and that, you know.
Sure.
And it was a business. They did quite well, by the way.
Yeah,
you know, They earned their keep.
Well, I've read in some of the books and in the covers of the CDs and so on that they were so confident back in the days that if they couldn't get the money that they needed, they would challenge the owner. They would play for the gate.
Oh, Whoopi John, this was always Whoopi and the Six Fat Dutchman. Fez didn't do so much of that.
Uh-huh.
But Whoopi John always had a ticket taker.
Uh-huh.
And with Cy, even Cy and Webb didn't quite go along with that. They went for a while, but Whoopi was discontinued before the other ones were because of that. See?
Okay, sure.
But they made out very well in some spots, so they go to Canada and they made hay.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Thousands at one time, you
know. Yep, yep.
And yeah, it was a different world out there, Si.
Yeah, it really was. And that's why I tell people so often, I tell them that the age that we are, we lived back in that era. We were not very old at that time, but we were old enough to remember and experience some of it. And yet we're still here today and have seen the whole change in that. So we have, you know, the youngsters, our kids, they don't know what we're talking about when we
exactly.
tell.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And for me, I'm not much older than you, Si. You
right,
know that.
Right.
But for me, it's quite sad. Back last week, and another two good fans and friends went, you know.
Oh, really?
And all the musicians are... The old-timers are gone.
Yep.
It's kind of lonely, you know, sometimes when you hear the old tunes
yes.
know, and stuff.
Yep.
It brings back a lot of memories. And for you, too, because you remember when the bands were big and the musicians were career musicians. I mean, they were good.
Oh, yes,
right?
Yes.
And
it wasn't,
we must keep going.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it wasn't that, you know, our musicians today are good, too. I mean, they can hit all the right notes and everything, but somehow there was a style and a feeling that the musicians could play back in those years, huh?
Exactly.
How did they learn it, or how did they get it?
Well, a lot is just exposure, because a lot of them grew up with our music side. That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them were... I should say New Ulm bass had a lot to do with it.
Sure.
I, being German Bohemian, also that it's now part of Czechoslovakia, but right on the border of Germany, you know.
Sure.
And this was part of life, from a wedding to a funeral to church doings, everything. The music and the tunes, you know, were kept alive, you know.
Well, you're leading us right into the next subject here, and I should just mention, I always get critiqued on this. Folks tune in halfway through, and they, who is he talking to? So we're visiting with Jay Patterson, the great tuba player from Waite Park, Minnesota, and Jay, of course, playing with just a number of bands over the years. And, yeah, you and I have talked a number of times, Jay, and you're just alluding to this now. The nationalities, their music was so important to them, or however you would say it, and these songs would tell a story. Isn't that right, Jay?
Exactly. Yes. Many of the tunes that we play, I can't fire them off now, but there are words to them.
Yeah.
They aren't exactly the same parts, but you'll hear a part now and then. Well, gosh, I know we play that over here.
Yeah.
And they'll be singing, you know.
Yeah.
And I listen a lot to internet radio, too,
sure.
out of Bavaria and
uh-huh.
out of Germany.
Sure.
And these big super bands they have over there, a certain strain will come in a tune. I said, well, let me see. Wait, Ernie Koopman
yep.
recorded that years ago.
Sure.
And I'll recall, and well, sure enough, a part of this tune
uh-huh.
would be the same tune as over here.
Sure.
See?
Well, I think you've told me, like, is it the Midnight Waltz or Evening Shadows? Some of those are stories about a young couple, a love story or whatever.
Much of that.
Yeah.
About roses. They love roses.
Okay.
The Miner's Rose Waltz, you
uh-huh,
know. In
sure.
fact, I heard on Chasm by Scheid.
Uh-huh.
The real name of that is Du gibst mir in my rote Rosen. You give me and me red roses.
Oh, yeah.
Miner's Rose.
Uh-huh.
So that's the German wording on it, okay?
Awesome.
But a lot of these old, and I think Tony and Betty have the Yankovic Waltz. There are a lot of parts there that you can hear on Austrian radio now, you know.
Sure, sure.
But I could go on and on.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's so much fun. And like I said, 15 minutes, holy cow, we've been going a half hour already, and we're not
right.
done yet. So, but I always ask every guest every time for a story, and you've had several already. But is there one special, Jay, that you look back over your illustrious career that stands out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise, you know, stuck in a snowstorm or playing for a big crowd? I know you mentioned going to the inauguration that time for President was it Clinton? Or which
one? No. That was...
Further back?
Carter?
Carter, yes. Okay.
No. What's his name? The one that... Monica Lewinsky, that one.
Oh, Clinton. Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I told you this. You knew Harry and Ruth Neville.
Yes, from St. Joe, Minnesota.
I told you that in person one time... they had a daughter who had Down syndrome.
Yes.
She was mongoloid, Mary Lee.
Yes.
Do you recall her?
Yes, known as Bubbles. They called her Bubbles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the folks like that don't live to be too old, you know.
Right.
She loved the music, and we played occasionally at the Legion in St. Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, one time they knew that she was getting up there and maybe didn't have much time. Harry called and wondered if I'd bring a little group out and play for her birthday. See?
Oh, nice.
Now, before then, I did give her, I made a couple LPs, Cy.
Uh-huh.
And I gave her a LP, you know, and Ruth told me off and on, she plays it constantly.
Sure.
So anyway, I went, she passed away, little Mary Lee. I went to the wake, and Ruth came over and she said, you know something? The album that you gave to Mary Lee... we're going to bury that with her in the coffin.
Oh, my gosh.
So they put that in her coffin, and she was buried with the Jolly J record.
Oh, nice.
And that is probably the most unique thing I've ever had.
Very touching.
Kind of heartwarming,
yes.
You know?
Yeah. And knowing the child, knowing the family and everything, it really is special. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that is awesome. Well, our time has run out, Jay. You know, it is always so much fun. A good Fez story yet? We were going to feature mostly speculate on Fez, and we didn't hardly get to Fez at all. But, I mean, he did so many colorful songs, Dr. Grau and Poor John, and he wrote these songs, huh? Or came up with them by himself?
No, Poor John, that's a dandy. It's called the... Gestanzel in German, like the stand, Stanzen.
Uh-huh.
Gestanzel, generally they're sitting in a bar.
Okay.
And they have the instruments around the table, and each one will stand up and sing his part about John or some funny thing that happens in life, okay?
Sure.
And then the band, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So here, Gestanzel, another one, will stand up and give his little spiel, see?
Okay.
So that's who that is, yes.
Okay. And also, Dr. Grau, he says, bow wow.
Dr. Grau.
Yeah.
His name was Grau. His
okay.
real name from the Wall, he was Grau. He's just an ordinary older guy, and he liked to drink all day, see?
Uh-huh.
And by Domeyer's Bar down there on the corner, see?
Sure, okay.
Well, he'd come in there, and he'd have a few drinks, and he had a little puppy along with him all the time. They allowed that then, see?
Sure.
And he was quite boastful, you know, and bragged this and that and what a man he is. And actually, he didn't do too much in life, okay?
Uh-huh.
So Fez wrote this song about him, you know, about I'm such a man and this and that. And I think like a young person. Anyway, if you hear the crash and the boom on the end, that is Dr. Grau at generally every time he'd fall and hit the floor, see, when he was done with his day.
Uh-huh.
And then the dog went, wow, wow. You know, wake up, get up.
Yeah.
It was too late for him.
Right? Uh-huh.
So there's a story behind a lot of these things.
Oh, my goodness.
And I could go on and on
if I think of it,
you know, but we don't have time.
I don't think there's anybody, I mean, a number of bands have recorded Tanta Ana, but I don't think there's anyone that did it any better than Fez, huh?
Right. And someday we'll get the... I have the older recordings, I think, are a little better. The ones done in about 1949.
Sure.
I do like the older sound better.
Uh-huh.
Fez re-recorded that in about 1960. He said his German, he screwed up on some of his German. I said, oh, Fez, no. I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
I said, what's the difference? Most people wouldn't understand
it.
You
can't
anyway.
Understand German anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but again, did Fez write that song, Tanta Ana?
No. That was, he brought that to back. That's popular in German. That was a German song.
Oh, those are German songs. Okay.
And he went one year as a diplomat. He took a bunch from New Ulm. And I think about 1949 or so, he brought that back, and he started doing it, you know, and it caught on here, of course, too, you know. So that's German written.
Okay. But again, those words, Tanta Ana is kind of a bad lady or something, huh?
Well, she's like Dr. Grouse,
okay.
You know. She kind of painted herself up. She didn't have good teeth and dressed, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she powdered with flour, and you know,
and
this and that, and she didn't want to get married. She chased a man, but she didn't know what she was chasing him for. Just kind of an old hag, I guess. Aunt Anna was.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Anna.
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah, yes.
These are all comical songs or stories, you might say. You
sure.
Know?
And yeah. Now you have purchased the book, or you have the Fez library, do you not?
I do have
you
it.
You have that,
I was intending, you know, to do something sometime.
Yeah.
But then the business started to slip, and I said, another thing, around here you wouldn't find the guys to do
right,
it.
Right, right.
And you'd have to go way out, and monetarily, you know, you'd have to give them more money.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be kind of a bad deal, you know.
Sure, sure.
But I still have it, so anybody interested in hiring Cy on drums and me on the tuba and lining up the horn men.
Oh, exactly. There you go.
We could get Boots Neubauer, of course.
Yep.
He'd come up.
Oh, yes. And yeah. There must have been something special about the band back in those years, too. Huh? Fez had some great musicians. You want to just run them down real quick that you remember and what they played?
Oh, golly sakes. Of course, Tex Prawl was accordion from the start.
Uh-huh.
Florian Prawl. Then at one time he had the two blind boys. He had Roy Jurgensen and Donnie D. Dunn.
Uh-huh.
Roy was completely blind. And drummers, oh, Lord, there was Willard Golden towards the end. I was a buddy with him.
Uh-huh.
Pete Peterson, Russ Helling, who... All these guys slipped around with different bands. They play with a certain band for a year or two, and they changed, like go with the Wagners.
Fez, sure.
The Wagners would go to the Dutchman, or the guy from the Dutchman would go to Fez. Or
yep.
There was a circuit there, you know. They wanted to break it up because that was their living, but they were able to do it, you know.
Sure.
And I think that was kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And each guy added, you know, maybe a little bit different sound and character to the band and what have you. And that was interesting, you know, to see what we're going to have.
Who was the trumpet player that did that part on Moonbeams Clear?
That was Donnie D. Dunn.
That was.
Don played organ also for a lot of the games in the cities. The ball games. And he was, a master musician. He was... almost totally blind.
Really?
And he was did the trumpet work on there. That's a little before me, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A little before me. But I did play with Roy.
Uh-huh.
And the Don Dedan played the organ at games, ball games.
Okay.
You know, years ago, they used the organ.
Sure.
And, Ronnie Stahl, and, of course, Slivers, Leroy Devon's a good friend. Sax, clarinet, arranger, and...
Was he a brother-in-law to Fez?
Yes. They married sisters, the Rotkeys.
Okay.
Myra was a Rotke, and so was Pip.
Okay.
So we called her Pip.
Okay.
So they were sisters. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So there was relation connection there, too, you know.
Okay. And the last question I'm going to ask you, Jay, before I let you run, Tuba players, I mean, you are a good one, but there were a few good ones over the years. Who did you think was a good tuba player as well?
I always even before Durr was a good friend of mine, a super friend, you know.
Okay.
But Willie Stephenson, who played trombone and tuba for Whoopi John.
Okay.
He is the one you'd hear like on the Foundling Waltz and that here or there. I just his control and his tone on the bass horn, his tonguing.
Uh-huh.
I would say for our type of music, it would be Willie Stephenson.
Okay.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of Bud Schrader is a good friend of mine from home. You know,
okay.
Gary,
yep,
Bud.
Yep.
We're in contact. He's a good buddy. Lenny Selner, another one from New Ulm. He's
okay.
Gone.
Yeah.
He did all the jolly German work. He and I were super. Leona and I stayed on our honeymoon at his farm out there in Essig by New Ulm.
So, is that right? Wow.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stories
absolutely.
From years ago. And,
did you know Harold Brow with the Lumberjacks?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I sat in... every time at a dance, Harold would say, come on and sit in. And then he'd take the trombone.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But, he was a very, very fine, very interesting bass man to listen to. He wasn't repetitious like a lot of them do the same licks over and over. But he had control of his horn. He could go the high notes, the low notes. And he just had a style that wouldn't quit.
Oh,
know?
Wonderful. Well, Jay, we've ran way over time, but hey, it's been so much fun. And I tell each and every one, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here. We'll do this thing again down the road sometime. How's that?
You betcha, Si. I want to thank you for having me as your guest again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Jay. We appreciate it. And have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. And there he goes, Jay Patterson. Our 243rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Coming up on 12:30, don't go away. We have time yet for some music by Fez Fritchie. That's coming up next. And his out-of-town checks with our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up right there. And what a great interview with Mr. Jay Patterson. Yes, it's fun. Jay is so knowledgeable, goes back so far with all of the bands, and really, really has studied the old-time music and knows why the songs were written the way they were. Just, you don't get away in a short time visiting with Jay. He is just a wealth of knowledge. about polka music. So very, very good. Well, we're already past our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, so we're going to start out with our Turco ad and just encourage you to give Turco a call. Yes, they'd love to have you join them on one of their many trips that they do around this great land of ours. All of the big cities like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do the statewide tours all around this great state of Minnesota. And, of course, they do a travel to the casinos in and about our area, all through the area. Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights up in Walker, and the list goes on. So to make a reservation, to get on board the bus, to receive a brochure, or just to play and be get on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang over at Turco a call, 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to hear from you. And they're already promoting the big Polka Fest that's going to be happening in October, October 17th and 18th, a big day at Northern Lights, Walker, Minnesota. And, yeah, you can give them a call for more information. Jerry and Joyce Band are going to be traveling with, and they're going to be entertaining there. So it should be a fun time, just $109 per person, based on double occupancy. Make their phones ring. Joyce at 320-630-4444, or you can call Dave at Turco toll-free, 1-800-868-7261. That's Turco, as they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to get into the old-time music of the Fez Fritchie Band. And here is a great recording by Fez and the band. It's one called The Bullfrog in St. Paul. Fez Fritchie Band and one called The Bullfrog in St. Paul. And you can hear that baritone sax in there. Yes, Fez did a great job all those years. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at, let's see, what is the temperature reading now? Watching for it, 61, our current temperature here in Albany. Had a late request. This one goes out to Ruth Worm of Richmond, Minnesota. Celebrated a birthday last week on the 23rd. Happy birthday to you, Ruth. Keep up the good work. Wishing you many, many more to come. Here's a great polka tune by Fez and the band. I think Fez does the vocal on this one. One called the Julita Polka.
I have a girlfriend, she is a honey. She only loves me when I got money. I drink white soda, she drinks gin. I do the polka, she does the hula. honey.
Julieta,
I've got lots of money. She does the talking. Moon is a shining. My heart is pining. She says, no, Fezzy, you cannot tease me. Oh, no, no, Fezzy, you cannot squeeze me.
Julieta, Julieta,
please be my sweetheart.
Julieta, Julieta,
say we'll never part. A dandy. She keeps me broke, but I'm always handy. When I am busted, she gets disgusted. She goes with Tony, and I'm so lonely.
Julieta, Julieta,
please be my honey.
Julieta, Julieta,
I'll give you my money. Ain't she a daisy? She doesn't love me, she thinks I'm crazy. I do the washing, she does the sleeping. I do the cooking, she does the eating.
Julieta, Julieta,
I only love you.
Julieta, Julieta,
say you love me too. My baby,
Julieta, Julieta,
we'll get married, maybe.
Fez Fritzy and his Goose Town Band, and one called the Julieta Polka, sending that one out to Ruth Worm of Richmond, Minnesota. Celebrating a birthday this past Monday, the 23rd. Happy birthday, Ruth. Keep up the good work. Wishing you many, many more to come. As we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe and County Road 3. Yes, check out those Hustlers. It's lawn mowing time real quick here. The grass, you can see it in the ditch there, already turning green and coming up fast. And with the warm temperatures predicted this week, that grass is going to stretch, and we'll be mowing in a week, mulching and fertilizing. And, yeah, the whole watering and the whole game is on again. And there's no better way to take care of a lawn, keep it nice, than with a great mower. And that Hustler is the machine to do it for you. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available. There's other options always available. I've got a brochure in my hand here. It's a 2018 product line, and the pictures are phenomenal. You just stop by Kevin's and pick one of those up. You can look at all the different models, options that are available to you. And, yeah, no matter if you've got a small yard in town, if you got acreage like a golf course, there's a Hustler for you. So, and, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He services what he sells. So important. Yeah, you can buy a lawnmower downtown a lot of times, but when you have problems, then what do you do? Because they don't carry a mechanic. Kevin's been fixing lawnmowers practically all of his life. Started out on the John Deere so many years ago, and really can do a good job of getting your machine back in tip-top shape, whether it's a Hustler or whatever brand it might be. He's a busy guy, so this time of the year, he's going to be putting crops in, too. So make sure you give him a call before you come. 320-363-7459. 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside. Nice trailer there. He can pick up and deliver for you. So, yeah, make that call this week. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. More great music on the way with Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band. Here's a pretty waltz tune. It's one called the Swiss Girl Waltz. Fez Fritzy and one called the Swiss Girl Waltz. Here's a great polka. Number of bands have recorded this one. Nobody like Fez. It's one called the Chicken Polka. Thank you. Yes, Fez Fritchie and one called the Chicken Polka. And the younger generations listening to that, well, if you never got to see Fez do those numbers, you don't know what you missed, because it was a show. Besides being so quality, so good, but yes, they were entertainers as well. So great music there by Fez Fritchie. Moving into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they would love to have you join their traveling family. Start making memories together. And boy, the schedule is going away in a hurry. A number of these trips are already complete again for this year. Right now, they're looking at the second annual quilt tour, which happens this coming week, and the Pella Tulip Festival. So if you're not signed up, you're probably not going along. I'm not sure if they're full or not, but you could give Laverne a call real quick. She works miracles. I'll tell you, that lady is so good at making things happen. So, yeah, if you wanted to get in on one of those trips, give her a call, 1-800-840-9211. If they have a cancellation, they'll slip you in. Otherwise, lots of great trips coming up in the second half of the year. There's the annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation, the Canadian Rockies Tour, 30th Annual Mystery Tour in September, Maggie May Country Dinner Show, Oxford, Wisconsin in September, the Norse Hostfest in Scandinavian Festival out in North Dakota. That's in September. And yeah, there's a whole bunch more on the list. So again, to make a reservation, to get on Laverne's mailing list, or to receive these brochures like I get, just give them a call. Laverne and Kim standing by, 1-800-840-9211. You can see all about their trips on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. As they keep a very nice website. And yes, they're very proud to sponsor the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 11 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Yes, time is getting short here, and people have actually been calling in requesting Fez songs, and so we're going to do some of them that have been requested. Right now is one that we talked about during the show, during the interview, and this one is called Poor John, Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band.
Der Hans ist ein fauler Mann, aber davon zischt an, ich wär euch sein Lebenslauf erzählen, wenn ich kann. Der Hans hat gelehrt auf einer großen Konferenz, dass die Fresch keine Haar haben und auch keine Schwänze. Der Hans ist ein Musikant, singt in aller Früh. Es hört sich aber grad so an, wie im Nachbar sein Vieh. Seine Schwester spielt Klavier, Hans spielt das Klarinett. Seine Brüder, die prügeln sich, dann macht's ein Quartett. Der Hans, der hat Zähne, sie seien weiß wie der Schnee. Hat sie vom Zahnarzt und sie tun ihm nie weh. Hans, sein Vater, ist ein Spitzbub, seine Mutter hat gestohlen. Seine Brüder seien im Zuchthaus und Hans werden's bald holen.
Fez Fritzy and one called Poor John. And while we're doing those novelty-type tunes by Fez, let's do another one that I think is very clever by Fez. It's one called Dr. Grau.
Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, ich such mir eine Frau. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Doctor, what's the money situation, Doc?
Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, wow, wow. Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, wow, wow. Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, das meiste in der Welt. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Doctor, you are too old. What's up, Doc?
Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, das beinahe alles kann. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow.
Doc, what kind of a man are you?
Ich bin noch Junggesinnt, wow, wow. Ich bin noch Junggesinnt, wow, wow. Ich bin noch Junggesinnt, ich fühle wie ein Kind. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Oh, brother.
Fez Fritzy and his Goose Town Band and one called Dr. Grau. Time to wrap up things here on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And this, I believe, was Fez's theme song for so many years. One called Moonbeams Clear.
Thank you.
Fez Fritzy is Goostown Band with one called The Moonbeams Clear. Nobody ever recorded that one like that. Boy, that's a great recording there. Fez Fritzy and his Goostown Band. Taking us to 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and you just knew we weren't going to get out of here without an encore number. Right now, it's his signature song, Tanta Ana.
Auf Wiedersehen, Tanta Ana. Wenn ich die Tanta Ana seh, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz von Kopf bis Zeh und dann macht sie Sorgen, Sachen. Sie trägt so einen grünen Abendkleid, Hut mit roten Federn. Aber wer sie sieht, na, der weiß Bescheid und dann ruft sofort ein jeder. Tanta Ana, Tanta Ana, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Jeden Mann.
Tantana.
Bei wem beißt aber keiner an?
Tantana.
Tanta Ana, Tanta Ana, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Ana, Tanta Ana, du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Wer pflegt sein Haar mit Schweineehl? Sick mit Weizenmehl.
Tatana.
Wer trägt die Nägel grün voll Air?
Tatana.
Bei wem ist doch alles verkehrt?
Tatana.
Tanta Ana, Tanta Ana, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Ana, Tanta Ana, du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Sein.
Tantana.
Bei wem fällt aber keiner rein?
Tantana.
Und solltest du als Jungfrau sterben?
Tantana.
Dann lass mich dein Vermögen erben.
Tantana.
Tantana. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. So wie du gebaut bist. Tantana.
And there you have it. Fez Fritzy and his Goostown Band, Tanta Ana, taking us to 1 o'clock here on KASM.